a hard-earned win this afternoon, Matt, against Telford United, 2-1.
Hard-earned? I thought we dominated the game in the first half especially. For 35 minutes we went ahead. And we let them back into it for 3 or 4, 5 minutes maybe maximum. They got the goal back. And then we went back to usual and we dominated the latter half of that half. Second half we made that known. We were dominant in the first half and took our foot off the gas. Second half we were professional. And I think we dominated the second half as well, and we another set play. Tigger around the back, which was great. We've worked on set plays continuously. It's paid fruition today.
So first half we were on top and had a chance to hit the post at the crossbar. Was it key to get the goal when we were on top from Jackal?
I mean we had a lot of the play in the first half. Like I said, it was just four or five minutes where we let them into the game and they capitalised. We had a lot of chances, maybe didn't take all of them, but we went ahead. And then, like I say, we let them back into the game. They equalised half time. I say in 4 minutes they've had of this game. Don't let them have any minutes in the second half, and we didn't. We defended very well. We got the second goal, and we played out the second half very professionally.
Was that a nice training ground routine, like you said?
Yeah, we work on set pieces. They're key. They're massive, and we need to work on them more. Obviously, we're part time, and if we were full time, we could work on them more thoroughly. But they are a massive part of the game, and we have capitalised on occasions this season. But it was great to get two set plays in the back of the net tonight.
Marcus Carvo returned to the side. How do you think he did?
Very good. Energy. I love his energy. I love Dale's energy. I love energy, and I love people who want to give who wear their heart on the sleeve. And if you do that, you've always got a chance. And with the ability in the squad, if we work harder than they do, we're always going to have a chance. And players who do that, and we've said that in there. We worked hard, and we worked tirelessly, and our professionalism was fantastic today. And we got what we deserved.
So going two goals in front. They were pumping ball in the box, but was you confident that we'd see the game out?
Yeah, we managed the game very well. Obviously, when you're scrapping to try and get a goal back to get yourself back into the game, they're always going to throw things, you know, and take risks. But we defended very well. We were very astute, and we managed the game. And I mean, to be honest, I couldn't see us losing the game. Once we went 2-1 up, I couldn't see us losing the game. Yeah, you can never say never, but we did very well. We were professional, and bring on the next game.
So just key of worrying about ourselves now and taking each game as it comes.
Yeah, results haven't gone exactly in our favour today, but they'll run out of games. We've got 9 to go now. We're still 4 points clear of inside the playoffs, and hopefully, if we keep grinding the results out, it'll get closer and closer to the wire, and we'll be safe.
Different proposition next week on the 3G at Harrogate Town. You confident?
Yeah, I mean we did it at Tamworth, didn't we? It is an advantage. Whatever you say, it's an advantage to the team that plays at home on the 3G. Hence, no Premier League teams play it, and then they're not allowed to. But we'll go there. We went to Tamworth, and we were the first team to beat Tamworth, and hopefully we'll go to Harrogate and get a similar result.